Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show, your one-hour conversation with the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jack Del Rio Show is brought to you by Prudential Network Realty, the Jacksonville Transportation Group, Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company, Ticket Exchange, and Community First Credit Union. To talk to the coach, dial 355-NFL-1. That's 355-6351. Or from outside the Jacksonville calling area, dial 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton.
Good evening and welcome inside WOKV Jaguars Central. Another season of Jaguars football here on News Talk Radio WOKV and all across our fine network here in the Southeast. The Jack Del Rio Show kicks things off tonight. You can join us 800-355-NFL-1 if you're out in our outlying areas. If you're here in Jacksonville, it's simply 355-NFL-1. The coach is here, ready to talk Jaguars football with you. Camp opens on Monday, 10:45 practice, and then 2 weeks later, Jaguars open against the Miami Dolphins. First of all, Coach, nice to see you. How are you?
Hey, Brian, doing great.
Ready for things to get going again, I imagine. I mean, the offseason, I know, is important to you. You do a lot of different things, but you don't get to play. Now it's time to play.
Right. No, now we get to kick off our season, you know, starting with training camp, and, you know, the coaches and the players, they get a little bit of a break. Not a big break, but a little bit of a break. And,
right.
And we're excited to start anew and get after it, you know, starting Monday morning. We'll actually start our meeting Sunday night, but we'll get after it on the practice field starting Monday morning.
Okay, let's get this question out of the way because the phone lines are going to light up. Everyone on ESPN thinks you guys are signing Michael Vick.
No.
I just wanted to put that one out there for you right out of the gate.
Yeah,
I mean, old Herm Edwards was throwing that one around.
Herm, my buddy Herm, huh?
Your buddy Herm, and the reason that I start with it is because I think it goes to the crux of what you went after this year, and that is to create a locker room full of good football players and good people as well. And by all accounts, Coach, the draft class that you've brought in, the free agents that you've brought in, some of the core players that you had here that you've built around guys like Maurice Drew and David Garrard, it sure seems like you accomplished that goal.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of work went into it. Part of the process was, you know, kind of purging the roster first, and that obviously is part of the story. But I think the biggest part of the story is the development of some of the players that have been here that are going to become our core players,
right?
And then the development and the addition of some of the younger players that we've added to the roster, and that's really for me where the focus is and what gives me, you know, that fresh feeling, that renewed energy and commitment, and seeing these guys and being able to mold these guys and now build a football team, you know, one that the city will be proud of. I'm excited about getting started with that.
You know, the name that everybody brings to the forefront is Maurice Drew. I mean, here's a guy now who's stepping into that role of not just being your feature back, but being one of the primary leaders, and he certainly has the personality. Who else? I mean, there's got to be other young guys that you have seen.
Well, before you leave Maurice.
All right. We're going to talk a lot about him.
I'm sure we will. Let me just say that, so I'm at this celebrity golf tournament out in Tahoe.
Okay.
And every other person is like, Coach, tell me about Maurice. I said, well, he's a great, great young man. He's a real, real good football player. Okay, well, I'm starting him, so I hope you give it to him a lot.
You know,
he's on my fantasy team. I said, well, he's on my fantasy team, too. We just have different fantasies.
Yeah, right. He's probably the most famous Jaguar ever. I mean, he's the biggest star that this team has had, and I know that's saying a lot with guys like Taylor and Bocelli and Mark Brunell, but in terms of nationwide reach, Maurice really has reached into people's living rooms via fantasy football like no one else.
Well, certainly in the short time that you know, that he's been a part of the franchise and a part of the NFL. So, you know, let's hope that many, many years from now we can all celebrate, you know, what was a great career. But he's busy at work, you know, getting prepared to give his very best to the fans and to his teammates this season.
So who else? What other young players you mentioned that have developed? I mean, there's some guys like Justin Durant that come to mind. That are, you know, ready to step into maybe their prime years, and curious if they're on your list of guys that you've been watching closely.
Let's start on offense. We're going to talk about some of the real fine football players that we have. I think David Garrard is probably underappreciated. I think he's a real good football player. I think he's a quarterback that's shown the ability to move the chains and score points. I think that you know, he can make plays with his feet, with his mind, with his arm. I think he's a real threat. I think as we provide him better protection, and a stronger running game, you'll see him be able to do much better as a quarterback and put up some big numbers. And, you know, when people talk about what a down year it was, yeah, it was down compared to the year he had before when he was 18 touchdowns and only three interceptions.
Right.
And
the second highest quarterback rating in the league.
Yeah, and led us into the game against New England, where if we played any kind of defense, we might have had a shot to unseat them. So I feel very good about David and his approach and working with Dirk Koetter and what Dirk has brought here offensively. I'm really excited about it. So I think David's a really good player.
How about his weight? He's 230 pounds.
Yeah, his weight. I mean, he's down where he belongs.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, he was...
He looks great.
He looks great, and he's worked hard, and he's where he belongs. And so I'm happy for that. I think another guy, I think a couple other guys on offense, Vince Manuai, he's going to be healthy and back. That has to help everybody. The whole football team puts a smile on their face with Vince Manuai back because you know he's going to clear it away. And Mercedes Lewis has had the type of offseason that sets up for a strong season from
I heard he hasn't dropped a pass.
Well, not only not the pass drop, that's not going to be a problem. He's in shape. He's worked his butt off. He's Luke Richardson and the work that he's done, working his core and his flexibility. I just think he's ready to be a real dominant player. So I'm excited about that's really the core of us offensively right now.
Right.
And then we've added some young guys that we'll build around.
Save the thought. We need a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the young guys on defense, and then we'll get into your questions and comments for the head coach of the Jaguars, Jack Del Rio, back for another season of the Jack Del Rio Show here on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Hey, since we got the big question out of the way, before we talk about some of the players on defense, any thoughts on Brett Favre? He has told Brad Childress, the Vikings head coach, that he is going to stay retired. So this time he opts to stay out of the game. It's been one of those stories all summer that's just been kind of fun to follow.
Yep.
Because of what it would have meant for a couple of games against Green Bay. Staying out. Good decision? Bad decision? Any thoughts on it at all?
Not really. I mean, I don't know enough about...
He's 39.
I mean, I haven't studied him. I know that he was a great competitor. Really enjoyed playing against him. And, you know, during my years in Minnesota, played against him twice a year there. And, you know, he's one of the all-time greats in the history of the NFL. I mean, it's probably time, but, hey, he has to make up that decision. I mean, you know, nobody else can make that decision for him other than if teams stop calling on him. And so if that's what he's decided to do, good for him.
I don't know if I've ever asked you, when you decided that it was time to hang it up,
yeah,
was it an easy decision for you to make or was it very difficult?
It was difficult, yeah. You know, once you know, when I went down to Miami, if you remember the story.
I do, 96.
I went down to Miami, and I was Jimmy's guy, and then a guy named Zach Thomas got drafted, and out of nowhere, comes on, has a great camp, and they're going to let me go. So I figured if I couldn't play for Jimmy after, you know, playing for him before in Dallas, yeah, I figured it was time to hang him up. I didn't want to be a guy that after 11 years starting and playing in the NFL – was hanging on at the end.
Okay.
So I just retired.
355-NFL1. We'll get to some of the calls in a moment. We were talking about young guys on offense. You talked about the core. Let's talk about your defense.
Well, I think, you know, right now defensively, and I think this can be a strength for us this year, I think our linebackers are really poised to have a big year for us. And you know, a lot of what we're going to do defensively is going to funnel through our linebacking core. I think, you know, Darryl Smith, Clint Ingram, and Justin Durant are ready to have a big year. I think the three of them kind of feed off each other. They're competitive. They're challenging each other. And based on the spring they had and based on, you know, the time they've had here and the experience they've gained, I feel like they're really ready to step up and help our defense get back to prominence.
Folks have watched Darryl Smith for a couple of years. Let's talk about Clint Ingram, who in that Packers game last year I thought maybe played the best game he has. And, of course, he dealt with Richard Collier last year, you know, that had to set – they're best friends. That had to set it back.
Yes.
But that game, he showed it as a pass rusher. He showed it as a run stuffer. I mean, all of a sudden, Clint Ingram looked – wow. Is that – do you expect that to now be his level of performance?
Well, I expect them all to take a step forward. I expect Clint in particular to really benefit from some of the things we want to do with him. And you know, we want to get him more involved in blitzing and being part of the rush package, right. And I think that's a strength of his. I think what he is a he's a he's a hunting dog. I mean, he's the kind of guy that
that's a good,
you know,
that's
I mean,
a great description.
Yeah,
he goes
I mean,
and gets you.
Yeah, you know, some guys sniff it out and want to do that. I mean, he's a guy that likes to go and strike people,
yeah.
And so. You know, I think he had a real strong spring, and we're looking forward to him having a big year.
You know, and he's a good example, at least from my perspective, of your new strength and conditioning program, because he looks lean. I mean, he looks he was always a big guy now,
yeah.
But he looks better, in at least in street clothes he does.
Well, actually, Clint is one of the guys that you know, came to me during the prior to the offseason getting underway and said, Coach, I'm really needing to get back to some of the – you know, some of the lifting that I did in college, where he handled some free weight, where he did some squatting and some cleans and things like that. And, you know, we don't do a lot of that. We don't put our bodies at risk a lot in the weight room, but we do some things with Luke now that that give him the ability to develop the hip snap, the strength, the power, the explosion, along with the balance and the core work. And,
right.
And I think he really feels great about all that. I think he feels like he's been able to condition his body similar to how he did in college. He feels great about that. And so, you know, hopefully it'll translate into a big year for him.
How about Durant over on the other side? I think he's a
good
guy.
Durant's not the side. He's smack dab in the middle. And
I'm sorry.
I think Justin's a natural middle linebacker with sideline-to-sideline speed and ability. And I think Daryl and Clint on the outside funneling everything to Justin. I think, you know, they give us the hammers. They're both strong. And Justin can really run, and I think he could be a very productive player for us.
Last Wednesday, Vic and I were talking about the safety position, which you obviously have shored up. Sean Constantine, you bring back Marlon McCree, you trade for Gerald Alexander. You've got Reggie Nelson over there, who was a first-round pick. How do you see that in terms of the competition? Are all you have strong and weak here? And Constantine, I thought, was very good in the offseason. Where does Gerald Alexander fit into that? Obviously, Marlon McCree's a bit of an older player. He provides you some depth. How do you see that thing playing
well,
around?
Well, really, other than Donovan Darius, we've had safeties that could play either, strong or free.
Okay.
And although, you know, you would say that Reggie's more of a free, he's closer to a corner, so he'd be more like a free, just body type
his
alone.
Athleticism, sure.
Right. But where Donovan was a thumper, strong safety, basically,
bring
is
him.
What he was, yeah, brought it and then would rattle the teeth of opponents and things like that. So, but Donovan, ever since Donovan retired, the other guys have been kind of multi-purpose guys. And I think all four of the guys that you mentioned are going to compete. We'll play the best two. I think in the end, they'll compete in camp. We'll see. I haven't seen Gerald Alexander yet,
right.
Other than before we preparing for the draft. But I think Considine had a strong spring. I think he'll do fine. I think Reggie Nelson's ready to have a good year. I think in all likelihood they'll end up being our starters. But you know, if Marlon comes on and beats somebody out, if Gerald Alexander comes on and beats somebody out, we're going to play the best guys.
All right, we're due for another break. Go ahead and take it now. You're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show. When we come back, phone lines are starting to line up. We'll go to them. You're listening to the head coach here on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Jaguars fans, enter to win $50,000 towards a new home with Prudential Network Realty's Take It to the House drawing. For another season, we'll choose a winner for each home game, and that person and a guest will receive tickets, a parking pass, and could win $50,000. Log on to PrudentialNetworkRealty.com for all the details. Linda Shearer's team over at Prudential is extremely full service. Phone lines are lit, Coach. Ready to go?
You bet.
All right, let's grab Dave. Down the road, we'll start in St. Augustine. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to be the first caller of the season. I flipped on last Tuesday, checked. It wasn't on. I figured I'd check it again tonight, and I couldn't be happier to hear you guys on the radio. I got to tell you, you got the teal glass-eyed Jaguars fan here, but I could not be more thrilled with the way the offseason has gone. Between the draft, the guys we let go, which some were sentimental favorites, you know, but sometimes it's just time to move on, time to get younger, time to reestablish an identity for the team. The guys that were drafted, the draft could not have fallen better into place, in my opinion, than it did. I think that the work Gene Smith has done, I just really would have never imagined a productive offseason as we've had. It seems like everything has fallen into place, and I know that the perception of the expectations for the team are low, but I think that the people that are really following and paying attention know that this can be a successful year here for us. And I think it's a very important year. And I just wanted to say that I couldn't be more excited about the season starting. fifth-year season ticket holder, and I can't wait to get going. I'm going to be tailgating next Saturday for the scrimmage game, so let's get it on.
All right, Dave.
Forgot about the scrimmage.
What a great call. I appreciate that very much. You hit on a lot of points. I think, you know, right off the bat, you talked about Gene Smith and the work that Gene put in. And I should say Gene and his staff. I mean, you know, Tim Mingy and
Terry McDonough.
Yeah, and Andy Dengler and Terry McDonough. And I mean, you know, all the way down the line. I mean, the way Gene worked the guys, worked the coaches, put assignments out there, and the way we all came together and contributed. But ultimately, Gene spearheaded it, you know, and brought, you know, discipline and brought a real thoroughness to the job. And I just appreciate the work that he put in. I know that I really believe that our fans will see the difference in some of the players that we've added and when we, you know, get them out on the field and get to play. So I think that's a great place to start. And, you know, he hit on a couple points. I mean, there's a freshness right now. I mean,
it is new.
It's exciting. Yeah. I mean, there's a freshness and there's also some anxiety. I mean, there's a little bit of anxiety. I mean,
on your part?
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah. There's so much newness, you know. And
how many training camps is this for you now? 25?
Yeah.
Come on. How can it be exciting?
If you don't feel it, you're in the wrong business. I mean, every year there's I mean, you know, you start getting the butterflies. I'm in early. I can't sleep. My wife's like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "I've got to go to work. I'm just so excited." So,
well, I mean, you have had just as an example, you've had Fred Taylor, who I know you had great regard for all the years you had him.
Ultimate respect.
He's gone. You know, I mean,
I know.
And for me, it's the first time he hasn't been here in 11 years. I mean, it's kind of interesting to, you know, that was always a security blanket because you knew if you needed a yard or two in a critical situation, Fred was going to get it.
You know, what's amazing to me is that I spent a good portion of my time here defending Fred.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
You know how many times
people
were saying stuff about Fred? I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy's a stud.
Yeah, those were your exact words.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is an absolute stud, and a lot of respect for him, and I wish him the very best, and I hope that he can do enough, not against us, but do enough to end up in the Hall.
And you'll see him December 27th.
Exactly.
I went down.
That's
to
why
South
I said
Florida.
Not against.
Yeah,
us.
I went down to South Florida to do a game with him, and he was smiling when we were talking about that. There's Fred. He's a competitor. Let's go back to one other point that he made before we grab another call. He said that he was really happy with what he saw from you, your staff, your team over the course of the off season. How about you? Would you say you were really happy with? I mean, you just said that Gene did a great job, but overall, productive. You feel real good about what you got done.
I think it was a very productive off season, and I think when you set out, we have, continue to have, and had a huge amount of work to do. We still have a mountain of work in front of us.
Right.
But I do believe that we chipped away at it pretty good this offseason. I do believe that we made some very positive moves in the right direction. And that's in all facets of this organization because everything was looked at. And we promised a very thorough, you know, evaluation of things that were going on and things that needed to be improved, and feel like we've made some very strong adjustments and improvements, and now we need to just continue to go to work. And I think, you know, the one other point I want to make about this is the caller talked a little bit about expectations, and that's really not where the focus is. And I understand everybody wants to know how it's going to end, but we just want to right now work on the process. We just want to go to work and take these young guys and develop them and take this nucleus of players that we have and bring out the very best that they have to give and have all of us pull together unselfishly and see what we can do. And then we'll find out in the fall. That's what we're after right now.
We're about due for a break. Callers, hang on the line here. I want to ask you one quick question, though. We've talked about young guys and new guys. And you brought in three guys in particular that just really interest me. Number one is Torrey Holt, and we're talking about one of the consummate receivers in terms of his professionalism on and off the field. Trey Thomas, a multiple Pro Bowler with the Eagles. I mean, really the mainstay of one of the best offensive lines in the league over the last 10 years.
Really,
and
really strong right now.
Really
had a great offseason.
Yeah. Well, he really wants it. I mean, you draft Eugene Monroe, you have Trey Thomas. I mean, what great competition you've got. And then Sean Considine. We know what kind of players they are, and we're going to see. But can you just address real quick what they mean to you as a coach in that locker room as you try to build a particular mentality?
Well, I can only tell you what I've seen throughout the spring. I mean, you really, until you get into the fall, into the games, into the battles, into the ups and downs of a season, it's hard to really know. But based on everything, all the intelligence we gathered, all the information we gathered, based on the exposure I have had throughout the spring, these three guys are consummate pros.
Right.
I mean, that's everything keeps coming back. They're the right kind of guys. They're real pros. They work at it. They appreciate the NFL. They appreciate the opportunity to play in this league. They appreciate this city. They're looking to come here and help this team win. So they've been great additions, you know, from that standpoint.
When you look at Trey Thomas, now has the opportunity with Eugene Monroe and Evan Britton to establish a foundation for how professional football is played for those two
young
men.
Remember this.
Same thing with the receivers.
Those guys, the thing about what makes them great, they're not trying to establish anything with young guys. They're coming in trying to lock down their job.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's the healthiest thing you can have.
But in doing so.
Yeah, the young guys will see, oh, that's how it's done, because those all three of those guys have come in with the mentality of, hey, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
This is my job, and I'm not letting you young guys take it away. So that's how they all feel, and I think, you know, the young guys will get a healthy appreciation for the work ethic and the commitment that it takes, because all three of those guys are going to bring that.
All right, we're going to bring it to a break, and when we return, we'll go back to the phone line. This portion of the Jack Del Rio Show is brought to you by Best Buy. Remember to stop by the brand new Best Buy in the St. Johnstown Center. And you're listening to the first Jack Del Rio Show of the 2009 season, only here on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day, and it's coming up quick, better than the folks at Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. We return to the Jack Del Rio Show. Phone lines are stacked. Folks, join us, 355-NFL1. And we go to Cliff, who is down in St. Augustine. Hello, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. My question for you, Coach, is in light of the what could be called disappointing workout for John Anderson in the OTAs, what is your expectation coming into the training camp, and who would you say is the person who's going to be the biggest threat for him for his starting position?
Okay, Cliff, appreciate the call. It's a kind of interesting, Big John was called out, obviously, publicly and privately by me. And, his response, what he did, he finished his off season strong in terms of keeping his weight in check and continue to work his, keep his flexibility and his conditioning up, went to the very end. So he made that commitment to the football team. He looked me in the eye and said, Coach, I'm on board. I'm all in to help us win. And so, my expectation is for him to show up and get back because of the work that he's put in to the type of guy that he can be, and that's a dominant defensive tackle in this league for us. So, that's my expectation. That's my hope. And then we'll see. The ball's in his court. Obviously, I've established a standard of how I want to see things done, and so now it's up to him to respond, and I think he will. So we're all going to hope for the very best with that one.
It does give us a chance to mention a couple of the other guys. Derek Landry has added some weight. Did you ask him to do that? What does a heavier
Derek wants Landry to play? Mean? He wants to become more than a situational player, and you can't do that at the weight he's been carrying. So he wants to try and pack on a few pounds, and he has. He has packed on some weight, so we'll see how that works. I think Rob Meyer needs to go back into more of a situational role where he really flourished. I think we asked too much of Rob last year, and I think that wasn't fair to Rob. I think he's ideal in a situation where he can come in and get 25 snaps a game in part of a wave, and that's where he's most effective.
How about your rookie?
Terrence Knighton, big, strong guy. He's got a wide base to him. He's got some power. I look forward to getting the pads on to really evaluate him. And there are a couple other guys, and one is Atiyah Ellison, who we acquired late in the year.
Didn't you tell me he weighed like 280 when he first showed up? I think he was kind of a tweener, and you asked him to get big, and he got real big on you?
Well, yeah. No, he's naturally a bigger man, and he's about 320 right now. And he had a good spring. So I'm curious to see that transfer over. Sometimes guys just find it about the fourth or fifth year.
Right.
I actually did. I didn't play great football early in my career, so it can happen. Guys sometimes, whether it's the right situation, the right coordinator, the right workout program, the right commitment, whatever it might be, sometimes it clicks a little later in others' careers. I'm hopeful that can be the case with Atiyah. So we've got a little more depth there than maybe some people think.
Okay.
But obviously, we have a former Pro Bowl player that we'd love to see him back at a Pro Bowl level, and that would help things tremendously.
355-NFL-1 if you're outside of our calling area, 800-355-NFL-1. Let's stay south. Jimbo's joining us from Orlando. Hello, Jimbo.
Hey, Coach. just wanted to tell you, I met one of your guys at Disney Wide World of Sports. He was training with about 40 other NFL athletes. They had Tom Brady there throwing with about 8 Pittsburgh Steelers. His name was Greg Jones. And I want you to know that he was one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever met. He talked to my son and all the other baseball players on his team and signed autographs and just couldn't do enough. And he was trained with a gentleman named Coach Shaw, I think his name was. And I just wanted you to know that he was just a great kid, that Greg.
Well, thank you very much, Jimbo. It's great to hear a story like that. Greg Jones is a great young man, and you know, he's a guy that's on the mend a little bit for us, and comes into training camp at full speed, and we're excited about that. I think he's capable of being a Pro Bowl caliber fullback, and we also think he can carry the ball, which he did at Florida State. So there's no question about the character of him. He's an outstanding young man, and happy to hear stories like that. So thanks for sharing that with us.
355-NFL-1. Let's grab one more before the break, and let's go to David in Orange Park. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hey, David. Doing fine.
Coach,
how are you?
First of all, I want to tell you, man, you're doing an excellent job. You don't get enough credit for what you've done here, and I personally think that the cancer has been cut out in the way of Shaq Harris. You don't have to comment on that, but that's just my own opinion. I love the fact that you go for it on fourth down more than I see most coaches, you know, go for it, and that's something that I really appreciate about you. Really quick, I wanted to tell you about a demonstration that I saw, because I know that football teams are always looking for an edge. And I went to this place, and I assure you, I don't work for this place or anything. I went to a place called the Good Foot Store, the Good Feet Store, to get some insoles for my feet because my feet hurt really bad. But anyway, I saw a 4 foot nothing lady throw a 300-pound man off balance with two fingers. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think that these insoles that they sell at this Good Feet store could really help, you know, the players with their balance and stuff. And like I said, I don't work for these guys, but I know that it worked wonders for my feet. And I'd appreciate it if you may, you know, maybe send one of your guys, that one of your trainers, you know, down there, just take a look at it. But I really enjoy the job you're doing. And this year I finally went out and bought season tickets because we finally got rid of Shaq Harris. And I appreciate you coaching us, Coach. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Obviously, you know, anybody that I've worked with, I don't want to get into those types of discussions. Nope. And you know, I would always try and protect anybody that I've worked with and all that over the years. But I do appreciate the fact that you're enthusiastic about the Jags. I do appreciate the fact that you stepped up and bought tickets. I'm going to have to send somebody over there. I don't know.
You're going to see him there.
I don't know who's going to. It's going to. One of the interns. Somebody's got to go over there and check that out. So
right.
I'll pass that along to our trainers. I appreciate the call, Dave.
If any of them are listening, they're just chuckling right now, wondering well, who gets that assignment.
Hey, it sounds that good. I mean, a 4 foot lady. I've got to send somebody
all
over.
Right. Let's take a break. As we go, we will send you to the break with the sad news that former Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator, a longtime NFL coach, Jim Johnson, has passed this evening. He lost his battle with cancer. So we send our best wishes to his family and the members of the Eagles organization as we send you to break here on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Jaguars fans, vote for your favorite teacher to be the Community First Credit Union Teacher of the Week. Your teacher could win club seats to a Jaguars home game. Once again, it's all part of First Down Touchdown Teachers, and you can visit communityfirstfl.org for the details. We roll along here with the Jack Del Rio Show. About 16 minutes left in our program. Go back to St. Augustine. Third call of the night, south of Jacksonville, and Johnny's there. Hello, Johnny. What's going on tonight?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? It's a great pleasure to talk to you, Coach, there. And I just wanted to ask a question. I don't want to, like, try to be second-guessing your coaching style or anything, but after some, like, disappointing games this season where maybe conditioning had come into effect, a lot of guys with they're just wore out, I wonder if during training camp this year there's going to be a little more intensity in terms of, you know, really getting the guys out there and you know, really beaten up, I guess, is the way to say it, in order to get them ready for 16, 18 games, I guess, you know, all the way through the season.
Okay, Johnny. Well, I appreciate the call. That's a good question. You know, at the, you know, what level each year, I think you have to understand that each year is different. And, you know, this is a younger team, and we're going to be able to work our team harder this year. We need to work our team harder this year. And the conditioning level is already improved. I can tell you that. And that was a concern, and we made a change to address that. And I believe that Luke Richeson, who came in from Tempe, where he worked for API, has brought in a new approach, and the guys really took to it, really embraced it, and really had a heck of an off season getting ready for this camp. And this camp's going to be tough. Now, at the same time, there's a balance, and you know, we've got to do the right thing. We've got a few players, three or four players. I'll discuss it later in the week when we get our final medical update prior to camp. But there are a few players that we're going to go one a day with. You know, Torrey Holt's likely to be one of them. You know, Vince Manaway returning from knee surgery is likely to be one of them. There'll be a few guys that, you know, we've got to be smart with early in camp. However, when we're working, we're going to work. There'll be a little more hitting than there has been, but we're not going to be crazy about it. We're going to do the right thing to get our football team ready to compete this fall.
Does anybody do an old school training camp anymore? I really don't. I mean, well, Mike Tomlin a couple years ago when he first took over the Steelers did it, but nobody really beat you up like they used to.
Well, we're going to have some hitting.
Okay.
There's going to be some hitting in our camp. Guys are going to be sore. I even the camps that are considered easy camps by the so-called experts out there,
right?
Camp's hard. I don't care who you are. You know, just come out and stand for
in the heat.
You
yeah.
know, stand out there for 2.5 hours twice a day, and that's hard enough. I mean, we're going to work the team. The team needs to be worked. That'll be part of it. But at the same time, you know, you've always got to use good judgment. So we will do that. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we can't wait to get out there and get after it.
355-NFL-1. 355-6351. Of course, 800-355-NFL-1 for you to talk to the coach. We take another break and return with more of the Jack Del Rio Show on the WOKV Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. We've got about 9 minutes left in the program. Jaguars open with padded practice next Monday. Well, wait. Unical pads for a couple of days. They open practice 10:45 next Monday morning. First night of pads is the Oklahoma drill. When is that?
I got to check with Vic.
You know, Vic takes credit for that, don't you? Obviously, you do since you bring that up.
I've got to check with Vic. You know, I'll meet with Vic later in the week, and you know, we'll start
become an institution now.
We'll start laying out our strategy for Oklahoma drills.
So you're telling me that you really do consult with the senior editor?
Oh,
you let him make one or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's become an annual deal.
It has.
I mean, you know, I look forward to it.
There are some memories, like the night that. The defensive end, Marcellus Wiley came out and threw the candy bar at Big Mike Williams.
Exactly. How fitting was that?
You can never forget that. That's Mike, fun. It brings people
Mike's
out.
Back in camp this year.
With the Washington Redskins.
How about that?
What does he weigh?
Well, I don't know. I'd say a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's always going to be a big man now. We're not ever going to talk about him.
He's a big man.
Yeah, weighing 250 pounds.
When he was healthy, he was a very good player. He just couldn't stay healthy. But no, it'll be fun. We'll do Oklahoma again.
Okay.
It'll be spirited. I mean, we've got some natural matchups. You know, if you think about it,
Monroe against Derek Harvey.
Well, yeah, we went first round D line, second round D line last year.
Right.
We went first round, second round O line this year. Those are natural matchups right there. We got to see those guys go at it.
Terrence Knighton against Vinny Monowai if he's healthy.
I don't know if it'll be Vinny, but he's going to go against somebody.
Knighton is.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I remember a couple years
ago.
About
Big John? We got to see if his shoulder's feeling good, don't we?
Who are you going to put up against?
I don't know.
Mike
Thomas?
Just for fun, Mike.
No,
why don't you jump out there and see what you can do?
Well, you know what? We'll have some fun with it. We always do. But there'll be some legitimate competition, and you always learn a little something on that night.
I realize we haven't seen him in pads yet, but I want to ask you about two of your rookies that are exciting in terms of what we saw in the OTAs.
Okay.
One is Rashad Jennings. I went to Mobile, obviously, for the Senior Bowl this year, and, mm-hmm. and was able, because you were coaching, to go out on the field.
I think you were the only...
I was the only media guy there.
You were. But commendable.
I watched this guy with flames on his helmet running, and I turned to somebody and I said, who is that? What school is he from? They said, that's the Jennings kid from Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being impressed with him the first time I saw him. I was impressed with him this spring. I know it was just underwear practices, as Nick likes to call it, but Jennings looks to be one of those guys, Coach, that can be a very productive player for you. Big, strong, fast, and smart.
You know, after 25 years in the league, you just have to temper it a little bit in the spring until you see it in pads.
Right.
It's just what you have to do. But did he have a fine spring? Yes, he did. He came out. He learned the offense. He moved around well. He ran well. He's a big back. He's a big back that can run. And he picked up things. I mean, you know, the intelligence was there. So... he's definitely one of the players that we're all eager to see in pads and see how he responds to Clint Ingram coming over and putting a lick on him.
Right. And one more, and you know, I could say something about all of your rookies. I mean, I think that shows you the depth of the class you've got. But the Miller kid from UNO, who called himself a poor man's Tebow, which fits in this market for sure, back when they drafted, when you guys drafted him. But saw speed from him, and I don't know that when I saw the highlights of him that I saw that speed on tape, but, man, he showed it.
Oh, yeah. He can run.
Yeah, he can really run.
He's a competitive guy. He's got a lot to learn in terms of playing the position and being a complete player. But one thing he can do is run.
Yeah,
and
nice to have speed.
And so we're gonna you know, look for ways to get him involved, and he'll be fine. You picked two guys that had good springs that we'll be looking forward to seeing in pads. And of course, you know, the young wideouts, we can't wait for them. And, heck, the big linemen.
Yeah, let's see Eugene and Eben Britton go.
I mean, I can't wait to see those guys.
Final break, we'll wrap this show up. It's the very first Jack Del Rio show of a new season, folks. We're glad to have you with us, and we'll return after this on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
We're back to wrap up the very first Coach's Show. Good to see you. I mean, I know you had a little break here, and you've been working at it. I remember seeing you in the hotel in Mobile. It was cold. You were wearing that coat. You had your notebook, and you were just getting started on where you are now, you know, getting to this point.
Right.
It's kind of exciting to know, you know, from that point to this point, now you're ready to go put the pads on and go.
It's been a great offseason. A lot of work involved in it. And now it gets started. Now, new phase, training camp.
7 weeks to the start of the regular season.
Training camp 09.
That sounds like a T-shirt.
Yeah, might be.
All Del Rio. Bring it. Good luck, Coach.
All right, thank
you.
Talk
to you next week.
See you.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
The Jack Del Rio Show, brought to you by Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the WOKV Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.